Yeah, no, I have an awkward favor to ask. I know we're not dating anymore, but I was hoping that maybe I could stay the night at your place. My parents, they found the pills, and they were serious this time. They kicked me out.
Intimate, vulnerable conversations like this one happen every day, over the phone or face-to-face, all over the country, as a prelude to the next statistic of homelessness. Here, the conversation is on stage at Blue Ridge Community College in Hendersonville.
When my parents found out there wasn't enough prayer in the world to turn me straight, they kicked me out.
We're at a rehearsal of Stories from the Table, a new play written by a communications instructor and students from the school's theater department.
Rural homelessness isn't seen, and that's one of the things that pushed us to do this. And when our students and I began to talk, we had similar stories.
Joshua Bledsoe is the instructor who started this project. He'd never before written a play, but he has had many Sunday afternoons at Providence Baptist Church serving meals to the homeless.
And I started listening to stories, and I found out that people didn't have just the label of homeless. They had a name, and I wanted to find a way to elevate their stories so we could see that homelessness affects everyone.
At Bledsoe's invitation, Jennifer Treadway's drama students brought their own experiences to the narrative. Some have known people who have battled homelessness, and others have emerged from it themselves. You can see them in the diverse set of characters and individual circumstances that give the play's narrative its emotional heft. Katie Temple is a 19-year-old from Hendersonville who said she only had a fleeting, abstract knowledge of the issue before working on this play.
My character, Shelley, and her sister, we ran away from an abusive home. And so it's not really something they could help. It was either they stay there and they could die, or they run away and try to make it on their own. So I think it really shows that there are so many other circumstances that people can't help, and I mean, it can happen to anyone.
Another student who doesn't want her name publicized said her parents kicked her out of the house over and over again while she was in middle school. For this play, she wrote her own character's biography.
The worst part of me being homeless was that people just looked past me. I got some looks of disgust, but mostly I just got blank stares, and that hurt, you know, the most.
Stories from the Table centers on a star high school athlete named Kevin, whose drug use leads his parents to kick him out of the house. He finds his way to a shelter where he's at first disgusted to find himself sharing living space and meals with dozens of other homeless people, not quite recognizing he has become one himself.
McDonald's is always hiring.
Not when you're homeless. I have no place to wash my clothes after every shift. I have no place to take a shower before work. I have no car to get to work. Stop asking us about a damn job. We just want to eat, all right? We don't want to think about the stupid things we've done that's gotten us here, okay? We had a life. We had a kid, and he got taken away, and now we have nothing.
In the story, in the play, many people, even the volunteers, have some type of community that they're searching for. And a main theme of this is we're all searching for a place to belong.
Several nonprofits working with the homeless in and around Hendersonville will have a presence at performances, and Bledsoe wants the show to inspire conversations for the audience and for the students.
I want them to leave this experience having the courage to speak out when they see something that's problematic in their community. So this is more than a play. This is an opportunity for community empowerment.
There are 5 performances of Stories from the Table between April 12th through 15th in Blue Ridge Community College's Patton Auditorium. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.